Realtor George J. Cahill is one of Center City Philadelphia's top team leaders in real estate. For the past several years, no one in the industry can top George J. Cahill as the number one Philadelphia waterfront realtor. George's 15 agents and 3 marketing assistants incorporate systems to streamline the marketing and sale of real estate. Gone are the days of everything selling at the top dollar. Now more than ever, you need George J. Cahill's Team Cahill. George's Team Cahill are the experts on evaluating property and then finding the right buyer for the right price. Add to that, George's expertise in the luxury condo market in Philly and ShorePoints makes George J. Cahill a one-stop relocation service in both markets. Contact Team Cahill at 215-351-4176. That's 215-351-4176. Or visit Team Cahill's website at www.cbrealtycorp.com. Team Cahill in Philadelphia is Coldwell Banker Realty Corp and Remax of the Wildwoods, New Jersey.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Body, Mind, and Balance, a weekly program devoted to celebrating the balance between physical health and mental health. Our show explores ways to integrate physical and mental health into a lifestyle of overall wellness. Our hosts are 3 professionals with diverse expertise and backgrounds. Corey Bank is a sports psychologist. Joanna Hodorowska is a nutrition consultant and swim coach. Valerie Shinbaum is a psychotherapist. Visit us at our website, www.bodymindandbalance.com. Together, we are working towards achieving body, mind, and balance. And good afternoon. Welcome to Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, your host. Our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100. Visit our website at www.bodymindandbalance.com. And today, our topic is Out on Our Own, The Man Show. And I have 3 men in the studio, so the testosterone level's pretty high today. 3 solo business owners, 3 guys with different names. So let me introduce them. Bill Fisher, who's an accountant, certified public accountant, right?
That's correct.
And he has been an accountant for 43 years. And in your own business for 26?
Yes, indeed, Val.
Good
indeed.
Lord. And then we have Scott Galloway, an attorney, who has been an attorney since?
1981.
All right.
25 years.
25 years. And your specialties are?
Mostly criminal defense. I also do some domestic relations, mostly in Delaware County.
All right. And then Josh Gardner, owner of Gardner Studios, a photography studio in North Wales, Pennsylvania. And Josh, you are in business since?
1993.
All right. So lots of people working for themselves. Of course, I'm in business for myself, too. So today we're talking about being in business for yourself from the man's point of view. But of course, that doesn't mean women out there who are business owners can't call in and say what they want to say. Again, our call-in phone number is 610-664-4100. And our website is www.bodymindandbalance.com. First part of the show, how did you all get started? Who wants to go first? Anybody?
I'll lead off, if you don't mind, Valerie.
Go ahead.
Thank you for having us this afternoon.
No problem. It's certainly
a pleasure being here. I started practicing law, as I said, in 1981, and I was an associate for 4 attorneys. Those attorneys gradually went their own way, so I was practicing with 1 attorney, and our relationship gradually changed over the years where I started to build up my own practice, and we had an arrangement where I would pay him a percentage of the fees received from my own clients in exchange for his taking care of my overhead. And approximately 12 years ago, I guess I was 39 on the cusp of being 40, I decided that it was probably time to take the leap and go out on my own.
Good. Sounds good. Josh, how about you?
I started 1993. I found that starting your own business would become in photography more profitable for me, and I like the aspect of having control of your own destiny. I learned how to do the weddings and portraits. I went to school and then started doing this for other people, and then found that I could really do this well. And being on your own in your own business was a nice thing for me to do and my wife. And we found that the owning and kind of being in control of your own business was just a little bit scary, but it was a wonderful thing to do as well.
Mm-hmm. And then Bill, our 43-year veteran.
A long time ago, when there weren't any gray hairs, I worked for a Big 8 accounting firm. Now they morphed into one of the big fours, but I was hired away from them with one of my clients. And then 3 years later, that client was bought out, and as part of management change, Bill's out looking for a job. And one of the things he did, he said, well, it was difficult trying to find a job in that time frame. It was 1980, and things were very tight. So he looked around, and he found himself looking at a small local firm and said, well, perhaps I can come and do some work with you. And we started sharing some workloads, and from that point, I said, I can do this, and that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. In my experience, I knew years ago, I think, from the time I had my first boss as a camp counselor when I was a kid, and I just knew I wanted to be my own boss. So this was definitely a goal. How about you all? When did you realize that it was, Josh, you were saying how controlling your own destiny and controlling the product made more sense. How about you two?
Well, like I was saying to you, I decided, first off, I could do it. You have to decide in your mind,
right?
Do you want to? Can you do it? And once you make that leap, then you say, what are some of the benefits associated with this?
Right.
And one of them, as you're saying, is the ability to start to do things on your own without having to answer to a whole lot of people as to how you do things. There are regulatory regulations, but nonetheless, you're out there every day by yourself doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do it well, you won't have a client base to support you. You'll soon be not doing that at all.
Mm, that's a good point. How about you, Scott?
I think I decided 5 or 6 years before I actually made the move that I wanted to do it. My wife was a stay-at-home mom, which we both wanted. And with young children, she was against, probably for the most part, my making the move. And that was certainly a consideration. She was afraid economically, the costs of medical insurance, the whole overhead issue. Which is obviously still an issue today. Being a sole practitioner, you have to have your own copier, fax, computers, office furniture. You're obviously solely responsible for your assistant and secretaries. So it was definitely a decision that evolved with a lot of late night discussions and a lot of soul searching. But and actually, for the first 2 or 3 years, I would say I probably made a little bit less, not substantially less, but a little less money than I was. But there was a break-even point about 3 or 4 years in, and it's been to my benefit, I believe, since that point.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think in the history of looking at your career paths, you know, all of us have been out here working for a while, and You find that you climb sometimes, and sometimes you have to take a step back, and then you climb a little bit more, and then you step back again, and there's that whole 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Even when you work for other people, if you want to advance and make more money, you either have to move up or you have to move laterally. So you're always moving, regardless. And then there's the whole, I've talked about this before on other shows, there's the whole do you want to be a supervisor thing. And sometimes in my business, for example, you become a supervisor, and then a lot of times that means you don't do the work anymore. You don't do the direct work. One of the things I find I like about working for myself is I'm still doing the work. And sometimes you don't when you become a manager of others. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. In my business, clearly you have to stay up to date. You're continuously going to educational updates, seminars. You must maintain a number of hours just to get your license renewed. So your hands are always in it. You can't let go, or you're just going to become obsolete in real fast time.
Right. Now, what made you all decide to be the things you are? Bill, how about you? Why did you decide to be an accountant?
Well, it seemed I had an aptitude for it. I was talking to, I went to Drexel University, and they have a co-op program. And it seemed to be a fit for me. I got encouragement from the people that I work for during my co-op stays. So I found that just following in the footsteps and guidance that others have given me.
Yeah.
And I think it's paid off for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Crunching numbers.
Yeah.
I admire you. Wow. How about you, Scott?
Well, it was kind of instilled in me from a young age that I was either going to be a doctor or a lawyer, and my grades in math and science precluded the doctor choice real quick. So I was a political science major in college, and that didn't leave too many other options open other than to attend law school.
Wow. Do you come from a family where being a professional person, like a doctor or a lawyer, would they have let you be a dentist, for example?
Dentist? I don't think so. Not a dentist. No, my mother was always very big in, both my parents, but especially my mother, was always big into education and furthering one's career. Uh-huh. So I believe that was in me from a very young age.
How about that? And Josh, you're the artist in the group, the creative man.
Well, for me, it started when I was 7. My grandmother gave me my first camera.
Aw.
And I enjoyed it being young. But then when I got to high school, I took a photography course my senior year, found that I was really good at it, and I was producing some pictures that seemed to be above what the rest of my classmates were doing. So I went to college for it, found I really enjoyed that as well, and then kind of sort of working for a photographer that did commercial photography, and I learned how to do portraits and weddings from one of the guys there, and then I really just started accelerating that aspect of it, of the photography, and
mm-hmm.
and really enjoy. Obviously, it's not hard to enjoy going to weddings.
No,
a lot of people dancing around having fun, but so once you kind of get good at it, it's an enjoyable thing to do, and you see people and when they're at their most in love, and so there's a satisfaction there as well as producing pictures for them that will last for a lifetime.
Now, with the creative side, and being a man too, sometimes if we're looking at the man's perspective, you know, men are expected to have a career that's going to make you money, right? And you have to make a living. And you know, have people ever said to you, Josh, well, gee, you're going to be a photographer? How are you going to make any money doing that?
Well, I think my business, there's a lot of great female photographers, but there's a lot of guys in this as well, and not really. I mean, it's just, I think the proof is in what you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come in and see the kind of work you do, I don't know if it matters if you're male or female. So it's really, you know, just give us something that we can enjoy for a long time. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's really kind of the requisite.
Okay. All right. And what was the other question I wanted to ask? Bill,
yes.
Talking about, you went to Drexel, you were good at numbers, and you became an accountant.
Yes.
And you know what? I just lost my train of thought, but that's
It'll
okay. We'll go to commercial. Remember, our phone number is area 610-664-4100. Our website is www.bodymindandbalance.com. We're here at AM 860 WWDB, and when we come back, we're talking about getting out of balance while working for ourselves and ways to strategize and not have that happen. We'll be right back.
Does your remodeling contractor produce high-quality results with no hassles, clean up at the end of each day, exceed your expectations, and do all this at a reasonable price? If your answer to any of these questions is no, why not give Gary at Altoonian Builders and Remodelers a call? My name is Eileen Carr, and Gary's crews have done several remodeling projects for me. They exceeded my expectations and were clean, courteous, considerate, and best of all, the only way I knew they were there was by the progress of the work. I will use Altoonian Builders and Remodelers again at the new home my husband and I just purchased.
Hello, my name is Gary Altoonian, and I'm president of Altoonian Builders and Remodelers. I have over 30 years of construction experience in all types of construction. We pride ourselves on working with and listening to you to find cost-effective and practical solutions to problems others have been unable to resolve. Whether you need a new bathroom, kitchen, replacement windows, an addition, or repairs to your home, we can do it all. Give me a call at 610-931-9506 to discuss your next project. There'll be no pressure, just solutions that will exceed your expectations. For a limited time, we are offering listeners of Valerie Show a 10% discount off our regular prices for replacement windows. My number is 610-931-9506. Thank you.
So, Deb, what did you do last night?
It was a fairly slow evening. Before I wrapped my latest client's gifts, I created the customer list for a small business owner, handled research for another client, and ran a few errands for one of my seniors who wasn't able to get out of the house.
Wow, Deb, it sounds like you could use your own personal assistant.
No way. There are enough hours in the day if you use them wisely.
You say that, but I'm always working on something. There just never seems to be enough time to get everything done.
That's because you haven't called Yours, Mine, and Ours, Personal Assistant, and Concierge Services. We'll do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. Check out the Yours, Mine, and Ours website at www.yoursmineandourswithanh.com.
Maybe I should try that.
You know, Brian, I think you should.
Wouldn't you enjoy more time and freedom? Call Yours, Mine, and Ours, named Best of Philly 2005. Dial 215-778-3704. Then relax.
Business got you down, customers not around, wondering what you should do. Maybe the change is closer than you think. Just call us. We'll show you what to do. Learn your clients' needs, their expectations, and what you can do to make your business boom. Just call us, KMT Enterprises, at 610-768-8953. Our customers are our focus, and we welcome challenging organizations with challenging problems. Just call us, and we'll show you how to maximize your business potential. That's KMT Enterprises, 610-768-8953.
Why are you settling for less than you want? Yes, I am talking to you. Hello. Your life is not what you want it to be, right? So why are you settling? You know why? Because you don't know how to get the life you really want. I'm Deborah Moses, author of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. This book can revolutionize your life. 4 steps to creating the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. C-O-R-E. 4 steps. Sound simple? It is. Stop settling. Take the first step now. Make the choice to get Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. Available at Amazon and by visiting www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, seminars.com.
All right, here we are, back at Body, Mind, and Balance on AM 860 WWDB. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, the host for today, and our call-in phone number is area code 610-664-4100. Our website is www.bodymindandbalance.com. And today we're discussing Out on Our Own, The Man Show, being in business for yourself from the male point of view. And I was just commenting to my male guests how it's very interesting to do a show with all male guests because you guys get right to the point. So let me introduce you all again. We have Bill Fisher, who's a CPA, certified public accountant. And we have Scott Galloway, who's an attorney specializing in mostly criminal defense and some domestic relations. And Josh Gardner, owner of the Gardner Studios, photography studios in North Wales, specializing in weddings and portraits. And welcome again. We're back from the break. And in this part of the show, we're going to talk about being in business for yourself and getting that business off the ground and rolling, and ways that it can sometimes knock us out of balance, because that's happened to all of us, I'm sure. I was just saying to Bill before the show started that being in business for myself, there comes something, sometimes everything I'm working on comes to a head at the same point. And these last 3 weeks, I have felt underwater with everything due and deadlines and a short month of February, you know, and having to get into the month things done and then midterms and grading and all that kind of stuff. So things happen that way sometimes, and it feels overwhelming. Anybody else have that experience?
Particularly with the accounting work, you can appreciate that. April 15th comes around. It seems to come around ever so quicker every year. So that gets to be difficult. You have to do a lot of balancing with family, friends, social. Everything is just revolves around that one particular date. So it does present a crunch, and you have to deal with it. You just have to discipline yourself to realize you have to satisfy your clients, but you do have obligations to family and friends, and you just got to balance it, as you say.
Right. So, but what happens when you don't? Like, have you ever come up against it in the accounting world, where things started
to really have, spiral? Yes, they have. Sometimes something has to give, and you just, hopefully you have relationships that can play with you, deal with you, have an understanding for what you're up to, but you have to have an understanding that you can't play that game forever. There has to be some recognition as to the requirements and your other responsibilities, and it just can't all be the job.
Right.
Oftentimes, sometimes you might want to have your friends or your family members come help you with the job so that they have an appreciation for what you do.
Uh-huh. That's a good idea. I heard what you just said, and that reminded me of being focused, too. And I think sometimes when we're really focused, you know, it's not like when you work for somebody else, because no matter how dedicated you are to your work, when you're working for yourself, it's 24/7 in your head. I mean, I find that's true with me. I don't know about you folks, but I know that's true with me. I'm always thinking of an article I want to write for the website, or I'm thinking about, another topic for another radio show, or I'm thinking about a lecture that I have to do for school. Josh?
Well, you have to turn it off sometimes when you come home. You know, you work hard. I know I go in somewhat early and put in a good day. And when you come home, you really have to try to give your family the attention that they need. And, you know, you have to put it away. You know, it's hard. Sometimes you're thinking about what's going to happen the next day. And, you know, I have these bills to pay and you know, this wedding's coming up or whatever. But you do have to find the time to dedicate your mental energies to your family so that, you know, you can keep everything in balance. It can't be understated about how important that is.
Right. And I think sometimes, I know when I'm so focused, I don't know if this ever happens to you, that you just, you get tunnel vision. You just really forget about all the other things because you're so intent on the next product or the next issue. Scott, this must happen for you. When you go to trial?
It's definitely an intense time. I mean, my wife has been with me long enough to understand the more intense times of my practice than others. But for example, in late 2004, I was involved in a trial that lasted for approximately a month.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on trial, it's not only the time in the courtroom, but obviously a lot of prep time,
mm-hmm.
not only before the trial starts, but nights and weekends during the course of the trial.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing it long enough, and actually I feel a little less guilty at this point in my life than when my children were smaller. With children at ages 18 and 16, it's probably their choice not to be around me too much anymore anyway.
Yeah.
But and my wife is definitely used to me being out of the house both mm-hmm. day and night. But mm-hmm. because in addition to my practice, I'm also on township council in Middletown Township, Delaware
right.
County, where
right.
I reside, which requires quite a few evenings out in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So there definitely you need to make time for not only yourself but
mm-hmm.
but your family as mm-hmm. well.
So and that speaks to another aspect of life working for yourself, that I think networking becomes such a big business. I was saying before the show, I went to the gym we saw each other at the gym this morning, Scott, and two women heard me say that you were going to be on the show this afternoon, and then they asked me what's the show about, and then they asked me for my card because they both wanted to know, do I do career counseling? And I was like, well, sure, here's my number. Here's our website. Go ahead, call me up. So I think that becomes a difference I've found being on my own. I'm out there with my cards and my flyers, and there's a lot of PR that goes on in a lot more instances.
Ralph, you had hit on that earlier, and we said that you're always on 24/7.
Right.
That's just the way it is with the self-employed individual, because if not you, then who? So you are always, but you have to find that balance again. Your topic for today is balance,
right.
balance.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Scott mentioned is if you have a supporting spouse or partner who
right.
has an understanding for what you do and why you do it, that makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to get that individual involved in what you do. Share with them so that they can appreciate the time that you're not with them.
Right.
And Val, you also mentioned the gym, and I find for me when I'm out of balance or in balance for that matter, working out on a regular basis, and as you know, we both do it just
right.
about every morning.
Yeah.
It's so important to have an outlet
mm-hmm.
like that. That's a routine in
mm-hmm.
your life that definitely, at least for me, helps to relieve stress.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, look, we have a caller. Oh, it's Corey Bank, my fabulous co-host. Corey, are you there?
Hey, Valerie, how are you?
What are you doing today, Corey?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show very much.
Well, thank you.
And I think you have a great panel of guests on today. They have a lot of different experiences, and it sounds like it'll be very beneficial for the listeners.
Right.
I have a question, and it probably relates more so to Josh, because he seems to be the one who most recently started his own business.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your other guests was mentioning this earlier. When you're trying to make up your costs because you left a practice or you're going out on your own, and you're chasing coin, and it's, if you can work two weddings a weekend, can you pull off a third one? Or if you have 12 cases scheduled, but you can get the extra three for 15, what would each of your guests recommend to people that are just starting out in their business and they might not have the experiences yet, and they're so focused on just making money and working 60, 70 hours a week and trying to prevent themselves from burning out psychologically? What would your guest suggest to them in terms of maintaining a level of balance when the pressure to make so much money right away starting out is so high?
Mm, good point.
Well, I think it's important that you have some support either from your family or I know when I first started my business, my wife was working, and so she was contributing to helping us get started. And you kind of have to let things. For me, I started slowly, and then kind of started to snowball up. So it is. I mean, the first. People say it, the first 5 years of business, if you don't make it, then you're going to sink. And if you get past that, that's usually the point where you really kind of get going. And it's true. I mean, it's really hard. And, you know, you pack your lunch every day. You don't go out, you know, to eat when you really want to. And you just have to do the things to kind of make it work in those early years. But then once you get past that point, it really starts to pay off and become, very satisfying in that. You know, you're controlling your own destiny, and financially, sure, there's a lot of responsibility on you as well, but there's a lot of payoff with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the smaller steps over a longer period of time, right, as opposed to sprinting out of the box, it sounds like it was beneficial for all three of you, actually.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep on listening.
All right.
Great job, Val.
Thanks, Corey.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. Why don't we keep talking about that? Scott, what do you think about the whole startup thing? You know, how many cases can you physically handle without losing your mind? How many defendants can you really have, you know?
Well, I find myself, even after doing this for a while, that it's difficult for me to say no. And I'll typically, albeit usually in the same location, have several cases listed in a morning or perhaps even an afternoon. It causes a lot of agita and a lot of butterflies in the stomach. But I find that I take on as much as I can, mm-hmm. and try to deal with the stress afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good point. How about you, Bill?
Well, here comes the accountant hat on. Yeah, obviously, by virtue of the nature of your show, you have three success stories here.
Right.
And for the three of us, there are 100 unsuccessful startups.
Right.
And that's principally because of undercapitalization. And then you get chasing, and you just dig yourself into a deeper hole. So my point to all of you and all of us listening is that you have to have, to the extent possible, I know it's easy to say here, but you got to have some capital behind you.
Right.
Either save capital or the ability to borrow capital, because you just need it, because otherwise you're just chasing. And sometimes it pays off, but I can assure you that for 97 out of 100 times, because of undercapitalization, you just don't make it. They're just the realities of the situation that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You just got to be careful.
Well, I think for me, too, I've talked to, and again, you guys are men. And again, I want to talk about the man perspective, because I think sometimes, and not for nothing, I'm a woman, but I think there are a lot of times where I'll hear women say, oh, God, I could never work for myself. It's so hard. And a frequent guest of mine, Deborah Moses, she knows that I've asked her this a number of times, and she'll say she hears from women all the time, too, that they'll come up to her and say, how did you do it? I could never do what you did. And she'll always say, why not? I think what you say about capitalization is true, and something else I've realized is that when you're in the business at the beginning, like you said, Josh, a lot of what you do is you plow whatever you make right back into the business, because as you said, Scott, you have to have a computer, and you have to have an up-to-date one, and you have to have a fax machine, and you have to have a printer, and there is so much business overhead that has to be maintained and has to be purchased and then has to be revamped, et cetera, et cetera. So there has to be some flow money. You have to be able to make enough to then sink it back in, because it builds on itself.
I just went through a big expenditure with the buying of digital equipment, and there's a whole shift in our business where everybody's heading towards that. So there's a lot that needed to be put into it. But you just look at it like, you know, this is part of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the cost, and you have to spend a little money to make a little money as
right.
well.
Right. Corey and I were just talking about that this week, because, you know, in what we do here in the radio show, we were talking about you have to spend money to make money, and that you have to. And I talked to you about this morning, didn't I, Scott?
So yes.
It's the idea of being able to be fluid and holding on to some kind of a reserve all the time, but also putting some of your money towards growth and advertising and development and all the other things that go along with that.
But spending money to make money is a little easier to do once you're into it. When you're making the decision whether or not to go out on your own, spending money to make money can be obviously a very daunting prospect.
Yes, not only for you, but for the people who are either supported by you, even if they're supportive of you. You're right. There are lots of discussions that have to go on, as you said earlier. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more about balance and being out on our own from the man's perspective. This is Body, Mind, and Balance. We're here at AM 860 WWDB. Our call-in phone number is 610-664-4100. Our website is www.bodymindandbalance.com, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that your sun sign is merely one-tenth of what your birth chart says about you? Yeah. Even though Alan Leo in the late 1800s thought he was doing astrology a favor by popularizing it with sun sign astrology, he also gave it a bit of a bad reputation with oversimplifying it, something astrologers have been fighting ever since. Hello, my name is Carrie Lever. I'm a certified astrologer and I hold a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. I have been practicing as an astrologer for over 20 years. You can learn more about me on my website, www.anastrologersperspective.com. People usually come to me when they feel stuck mentally, spiritually, and/or emotionally, and our work together is to take the knowledge of your chart and combine it with your experiences to help you find a deeper connection with your life. I teach at Montgomery Community College in Bluebell and see clients on a regular basis. Please check out my website, anastrologersperspective.com, or call me, Carrie, at 610-272-4014. Again, that's 610-272-4014. It's worth it.
If you're looking for the perfect gift to give to someone special, then look no further. Change of Salon and Day Spa, voted Best Intimate Day Spa by Philadelphia Magazine, is a place to treat that special someone. We offer the most extensive service list of any salon and spa on the main line, from complete body treatments, including massages, wraps and facials, to hydrotherapy. We know how to make someone feel good. Laser hair and vein removal, cellulite reduction therapy, laser skin rejuvenation, and Botox therapy are all added services to our menu. Change of Salon and Day Spa offers hair locks, hair extensions, the safest system for getting long hair. All you need to do is call 610-649-3773 and we'll mail your gift certificate to you or your loved one. Check us at www.changessalonspa.com and you'll be happy you did.
It's all about you at Mainline School Night, where learning is stimulating and fun. Choose from over 500 classes to help you get fit, learn to knit, improve your dancing, or stretch your mind. New classes start each week starting February 20th at a classroom near you, from City Line to Paoli. Mainline School Night offers daytime, evening, and weekend courses to suit your schedule, plus trips too. Classes are affordable and convenient, two good reasons why adults keep coming to Mainline School Night. The spring catalog is online with secure online registration. Call for information at 610-687-0460. Check out the website and enroll now at mainlineschoolnight.org.
I really don't know what I want, but I do know one thing. This life isn't it.
Hey, I just read a great book that could help you figure it out. It's called Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. It really helped me get on the right path to the life I want. Now I'm working on following my dreams and making them reality.
How did it help you so fast?
It's easy. Just four steps to follow to create the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. Read it and you'll understand.
Sounds like a real find. How can I get a copy? I want to read it as soon as possible and get out of this rut.
I got mine online at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, and the word seminars.com. You can also get it at Amazon. For your copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want, go to transformingyouseminars.com.
Welcome back to Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host for today, Valerie Shinbaum. Our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100. Make sure you visit our website at www.bodymindandbalance.com. And today we're talking about being out on our own from the male perspective. It's the man show here in the studio. Testosterone flying around all over the place. With me, I have Bill Fisher, a certified public accountant, Scott Galloway, a criminal defense lawyer, and Josh Gardner, a photographer and owner of Gardner Studios in North Wales. He does weddings and portraits. And just when we went to break, we were talking about things that happen that get us out of balance. And during the break, Josh was talking about things that come up in terms of cyclical business. And Bill, this brings me back to my point where I had that brain freeze earlier. I think when we're in a cyclical business, as you and Josh both are, and you've been at it so long, there's a place in your head where the tension starts to mount, I think, a little bit, you know, because you know it's coming. And you actually absorb the stress of all your clients, don't you?
Absolutely. No question about it. Because we send out what we call our tax organizers in the early part of January, and it begins.
Okay. And it begins.
And it begins.
Yeah.
As soon as our clients see these big white envelopes come, they know it's crunch time.
Right. Right. But they're stressing, too.
Absolutely. No question.
You know, there's that whole money issue. Mm-hmm. And especially now, Scott, you talked about benefits and rising costs and that kind of thing. And everybody's worried about money. So here you're in a money business, Bill, and you're the business of the money. And the people have to have you manage their money. And they're worried about money. And you have to absorb all that stress. And there's all these deadlines, too.
There are deadlines. And the deadlines are we have corporate clients, and they're different from personal clients. But nonetheless, they are there. They have to be met. Mm-hmm. And it's a great deal of stress level, all compressed into a February, March, April time frame.
Right. So when does that start working on your head?
Oh, at about the mid part of March. You know, it really gets right around this time.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. This is my relief.
Oh, good. Okay. Josh, you said too in your business, you were talking earlier about that.
Yeah. It's this time of year for me is fantastic because, you know, obviously not a lot of people get married in winter. So this for me is a time for me to get back into balance because once I guess it really starts up around June. You know, May and June, we have a lot of weddings, but really September, August, September, October, you know, by the middle of November, I am so ready for January. It's so, you know, we get very busy. And then, you know, I look forward to, you know, getting into this time where we, you know, I can spend some more time with the family and visit the friends that we haven't been able to go to. And, you know, working a lot on the weekends is kind of a conflict in a way because, you know, a lot of things happen on the weekends and I miss a lot of the parties. And, you know, so this time of year is nice because I can, again, get back into balance in my mind.
Interesting. How about you, Scott?
My business is pretty steady throughout the year. August can be a little bit slow or slower, I should say, and maybe a couple of weeks around the Christmas holiday. But I was thinking when Bill and Josh were talking that being in business for yourself, I really never feel comfortable being on a vacation for more than a week, and that's even that is stretching it. I think I've taken a week the last couple of years, but before that I was probably never out of the office for more than 3 or 4 days at a time, and unless I was out of country, I was probably even on vacation in touch with the office by telephone or some other source of communication. And I think that's one part of being on your own that I often think it would be nice to be working for somebody so you could take a vacation and not worry about your business, go away, forget about things. And I don't think that I've really ever done that.
We were talking about that before the show because I'm headed out of town next week. And as a therapist, I have to be conscious of all my clients and make sure they all know that I'm going to be away from my office. Although you're right, I'm still attached, you know, because I have my business phone and I still have my schedule. And if someone needs to call me and they have a meltdown, I need to be available to them. And I do have backup if I need it. You know, I have someone who can back me up. But yeah, that's a big difference. You're right, to not be too far away for too long. How about you two?
We know, as you well know, my wife is a self-employed realtor.
Okay.
We have gone away with fax machines. So it's, I understand exactly what Scott's saying. You're just never away. And today with PDAs, email, and you're just in constant contact if you want to be. And we just, that's what we do. So we have we're in a service business and we're servicing our clients. And they want to be able to contact us, and that's what we do. So, and we do it.
That's a key word. I think we're all in service. That's the whole point. When you go into business for yourself, 9 times out of 10, you're finding something, a niche, a service you can provide that other people will pay you for that you do, and you do it as best as you can, and you hope that you do it well enough that people will keep coming back. So when you're servicing, you have to be available.
There's no shortage of accountants or realtors.
That's
true. If you can't service them, there's somebody out there who will.
Right. Nor is there a shortage of photographers or therapists. So, you know, for all four of us.
Nor attorneys either.
You're right. So I think for all of us, we have to be 24/7 in a way, but then that's the part where it works on our heads, I think, sometimes. Like you, Scott, my business is seasonal a little bit in terms of the August and December slowdowns. But for my business, when people start to stress, I have to take on that stress, similar to you, Bill. My people start stressing in the holiday season, the early darkness, the cold weather, the holiday stressors of money, and can I get all the gifts for the people I want to have gifts for, and all that hoopla around the expectations with family and all that. That's a tough time of year to be a therapist. And like you said, Josh, you know, New Year's comes and I'm breathing a little sigh of relief until, of course, it starts getting busy again. January is when all the bills come in, so people get a little stressed. What else about balance and being out of balance? So the whole thing about staying in touch and always having to be in touch and finding ways to stay in contact but still keeping space for yourself, that's pretty important, I think. Josh, you mentioned about spending time with family and making choices.
Yeah, it's. I mean, again, it's important, and I think as I have two daughters at home, 1 7 and 1 4, and they're getting to the point where, I mean, the 7-year-old's in first grade, and my 4-year-old's going to be in kindergarten soon, and you know, it's the weekends are going to be very important because that's when they're going to be home. So I'm already dreading the time when, you know, it's the, again, they're home for the weekends, and I'm going to be away all the weekends. So mm-hmm. I try to make sure I come home like about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then have dinner at home, go back up to my office around 6, and then take appointments 6 to like 9 in the evening when a lot of my clients are able to come in at night.
Right.
So I try to spend that time, and again, it's important to keep that balance because they need to see me, and I need to provide for them as well on the weekends. So.
You know, that's something else about being in business for yourself. Our hours are not 9 to 5, are they?
No.
No.
They're not, but I try not to work on weekends. I do work some weekends or at least part of weekends, but I always try to take generally Saturday afternoon for myself, which is somewhat selfish in that I don't see my family a whole lot in any event. But I do think it's important, despite your obligations to your family and friends, that you take some time just for yourself and do something that helps you forget about everything for a little while.
Oh,
anyway.
Definitely. We're going to be golf. Oh, okay. Golf is good. Yeah, we're going to be talking more about ways to stay in balance and make sure we carve out time for ourselves. But that time factor thing, I was thinking about that last weekend. I had someone come to my house to do some computer consulting for me, and I was fascinated by the fact that he works 7 days. And that's not his only business either. He has another one as well. So we're all being creative as we work for ourselves in servicing customers. We all have to work the weekends and the evenings and all the non-traditional times of day. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking more about being out on our own and ways to find balance in our lives and keep our businesses successful and keep ourselves sane. This is Body, Mind, and Balance. I'm Valerie Shinbaum here at AM 860 WWDB. Our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100. Our website is www.bodymindandbalance.com. And we're coming right back.
Business got you down, customers not around, wondering what you should do. Maybe the change is closer than you think. Just call us. We'll show you what to do. Learn your clients' needs, their expectations, and what you can do to make your business boom. Just call us, KMT Enterprises, at 610-768-8953. Our customers are our focus, and we welcome challenging organizations with challenging problems. Just call us, and we'll show you how to maximize your business potential. That's KMT Enterprises, 610-768-8953.
You living the life you want to be living? Are you following the path you were born to follow? Are you achieving your fullest potential? If your life seems off, somehow not quite what you thought it would be, or not what you want it to be, perhaps you are not living the life you are meant to be living. How do you change that? It's easier than you think. Pick up a copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. This new book will teach you to create the life you want in 4 simple steps. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation, CORE, four steps to a more fulfilling life. Available at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, not Y-O-U, seminars.com. Also available from Amazon.
Are you anxious or feeling down, struggling with relationship, family, or career issues, wondering if you might have an addiction or eating disorder? If you answered yes to any of the above, then give me a call. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, a psychotherapist in private practice. I am a licensed professional counselor, a national certified counselor, and a master addictions counselor. I work with children ages 5 and up, adolescents, adults, couples, and families. Together in therapy, we can explore issues around parent-child conflict, marital and couple stressors, grief and loss, self-esteem building, divorce and custody concerns. I'm available in two office locations, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, and Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Call me for more information or to schedule an appointment at 610-322-7829. Again, that number is 610-322-7829. I'm here to help you.
Welcome back. It's Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum, and our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100 if you have anything to say. And our website address is www.bodymindandbalance.com. Today we're having the Man Show. It's out on our own, solo business owners who are men. The testosterone's flying all over the studio. We're having the male perspective on staying in balance, and that's the part of the show we've come to. We've talked about being on our own. We've talked about ways that the stress of being in business for ourselves takes us to a 24/7 availability, and so now we're talking a little bit more about getting in balance. Scott, you had an interesting point about taking time away from the business and how hard it is or how worrisome it is sometimes to actually be away from the office for a few days. I find in my business, I need to remove myself at least every 6 months or so. I just feel it. I can feel when everything my clients are saying to me starts to sound like whining. And that's not to say I don't care a great deal for every one of my clients, but there's just a place where I get where I know I've reached the saturation point. I can only listen to so much pain, and I have to take a few days off. Do you ever find that to be true?
Definitely. Everybody tells you, obviously, that you have to take some time off, but it's really, and I guess it's more difficult for some than others. I find myself when I'm taking a week that there's so much prep time before the week you take off, and then so much work that you're facing when you get back from your week or 2 weeks or whatever time you're taking that you wonder, is it worth it?
Right.
But it is. I find for myself that the further I'm away physically, geographically from my office, a lot easier it is. If I'm at the Jersey Shore, it's just too easy to be in contact with the. If you're on an island in the Caribbean, it's a lot easier, I think, to not make contact with your office and have trust with those that you've left behind or run the show and relax a little bit.
Right. I agree. I think, too, that the away part of it is important. I know some people will say, well, why don't you just don't take a few days and just take a few days, because they can always find you, just like you said. If you don't actually physically remove yourself, I find I need the change of scene. I need to go and look at something different, not just the usual things. How about you two, Bill or Josh?
Well, I must say for the last 20 years, I guess I've been out of the office for 2 weeks twice. So it's been tough.
Wow.
Because I put myself in that situation, I suppose, but I'm trying to do better at it.
And, right.
What I do, however, is set aside time during the week to just get to the gym. Scott has mentioned, it's just so important. You just got to get at least 2 hours by yourself.
Right.
If you can do that 3 times a week, I think it's very helpful to you.
Right, I agree.
But I do have to work a little better getting away from the office.
Right. Well, you do step away on weekends sometimes, and you physically remove yourself too,
don't
you?
That's correct, yes. On the weekends.
Yeah, well, that's a good place. How about you, Josh?
I find a little bit different than Bill and Scott is in that I think being your own business owner, I'm able to get more time than I think I normally would if I was working for someone else. I talked to my best friend, and he's always like, oh, I don't know if I have any more, you know, vacation days or personal days. And, you know, to me, it's nice because I can take that if I want to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I need to, I make a couple calls, and then you can take the day off or whatever. And I find that a bit, being your own business owner, you have that, I think, a little more opportunity, and you don't have to make sure the boss is okay, because you are the boss.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
That to me plays into my hands very nicely.
Right, right. Well, and that's true too, because I think all four of us can always say, sometimes we'll come to a place where a client will call and ask for an appointment, a new client, for example, and we have that ability to say, you know, not taking any new clients right now, or there's certain kinds of clients that I might choose not to start with. That's certainly a luxury. I think the thing about balance, though, about strategies for staying in balance, is about making the work work. You know, even the downtimes can be times of work, but if you're sitting on a beach, you know, making a cell phone call, it's a lot more attractive than sitting in your office. Sometimes that's quite fun. And then the gym, of course, you know, and spending time with family too. How about other strategies for people who are thinking about making that leap, as Corey talked about? You know, we talked a little bit about having capital
after
and
you
support.
Once you have that capital, you have some base and you have some experience and mm-hmm. you have some time.
Mm-hmm.
One significant thing you must do is evaluate the client list that you have, no matter what it's in, and weed out the 10%ers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 10%ers, that's the people I define as, they're 10% of your client base that cause you 90% of your problems. And you really must look at that and have a real keen eye as to, do I really want to continue doing business with that client?
Interesting.
You have to fire a client every now and then.
I absolutely
agree. To maintain
agree.
The balance.
I absolutely agree. I was just telling my mom on the phone this morning, I started with a client a few weeks back, and their check bounced. You know, and that's somebody who probably won't come back, and that's somebody who I probably won't collect that money from. And the one and doners, I call them, you know, the people who come in once and they never come back. They're hard because as you're building up, you want some people who you hope will change into repeat business. But I agree. I think it's the 10%ers who cause the largest number of problems. How about you, Josh?
Well, I think that if I can leave listeners with anything, it's the fact that you need to find something that you love doing.
Right.
For me, it's easy to get up and, you know, I'm, you know, running a business, but I really enjoy taking pictures. And for me, the satisfaction when a bride comes in, sees her book and starts to cry.
Aww.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, there's obviously the monetary satisfaction, but knowing that I'm in a way going to be part of their lives for the rest of their lives is a mm-hmm. very emotionally satisfying thing as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, I guess finding something that you love to do, and that makes this job, you know, doing it easy.
Right. How about you, Scott?
I think if you're contemplating making a move and going out on your own, and you're contemplating it for more than just a couple of minutes, it's obviously something that you're considering. And unless there's some practicality that would absolutely prevent you from doing it, and I know there's different circumstances and everybody's in a different place, but I would urge everyone to make the move. If it doesn't work, you're always going to go back and land on your feet somewhere.
Right.
But the benefits, despite the hard work and the worry, are certainly outweighed by being your own boss, eventually earning more money than you are presently. And I know since I've been out on my own, I'm a lot happier person.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to work, and when I'm working, I know it's totally for me,
right,
and no one else, and the rewards certainly outweigh the pitfalls and downside to that effort.
Right. I think the setbacks come along, and as long as you can roll with the setbacks and realize that setbacks are part of anything, there's a book that I always recommend to students and to clients, and I've talked about it on the show. There's a book by a woman named Marcia Sinatar called "Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow." And I think I'm with you, Scott. I think that if you even think about it for 5 minutes and you have it in your mind, then it's in there. And it's like the grain of sand that irritates the oyster to make a pearl. Well, this has been Body, Mind, and Balance, Out on Our Own, The Man Show. I want to thank my guests, Bill Fisher, Scott Galloway, and Josh Gardner, for joining me today. Join Dr. Corey Bank next week, Saturday, March 18th, for Choosing a Gym That's Right for You. Please visit our website at www.bodymindandbalance.com, and we'll look forward to hearing you and seeing you again.
AM 860 is WWDB Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley's only money talk radio.